Wait, can you do this?
It's too damn tight.
I haven't pooped.
Oh, that's why.
So I'm a little bit bloated, but pooping on my period is very painful.
Have sanity. Give you diarrhea first.
No, it's painful even if it's soft. It's not the butt is painful, the endos. The witches.
Have sanity.
That's not gonna help.
Dog, have sanity. That's what I'm saying.
No.
Okay.
Anyway, let me introduce some Bonanian stuff, guys. I'm Ri and I have a podcast today. I'm being joined by my friend.
Some Bonani and stuff, guys. I'm Tinuko and I don't have a podcast and stuff.
You're supposed to say I'm Tinuko.
Sorry.
Guys, she's new to this lifestyle, yabu. Influencer. Well, not an influencer, but
yeah.
Anyway,
is this going on YouTube?
Mm.
Hi guys, I'd like to send a shout out to my mom.
Okay, she's not gonna see. Are you gonna make her watch it? Don't make her watch it. Anyway, guys, we're only using one mic today because I haven't figured out how to use two mics. You know, I'm a tech whiz, but I'm not that good. I'm not that good. I don't know how to use this, like, thingy. Should I get a Rodecaster? But a Rodecaster is like 10k. A Rodecaster.
What is it?
Just search Rodecaster.
It's giving broadcaster.
Yeah.
A Rodecaster.
Mm.
Oh,
like from Rode, the brand Rode.
Oh, I thought it was like a
this thing that allows you to like add multiple mics. Okay. And
oh, isn't that the thing you have in the box?
It's not from Rode,
but it's a Custer, is it?
No, it's a sound card. That's different. I think it's the same thing.
I don't know.
I'm also new. This is episode 9, and
yeah, you're doing great.
With what?
The episodes.
Am I? Do you watch them?
I do, actually.
Don't watch them.
Why?
Why do you want to watch them?
Because I'm your friend.
No!
I mean, half the stuff I know already. But still.
Yeah.
So?
You're watching me.
Also, sometimes you're funny.
I'm hilarious. People actually are surprised to figure that out.
That you're funny.
Yeah. They always go, oh my god, you're actually funny. I'm like, actually? Of course I'm funny. I didn't always used to be pretty. So I had to find a personality. so I had to develop a personality. Anyway, so we're chilling. Wait, do you want to tell them how we met?
I almost said on Instagram. We're on TikTok. So my friend over here. Wait, wow, Gary. Oh, sorry, guys. I don't know how this mic thing works. I just arrived. Anyway, so my friend over here posted a video that she has never celebrated a birthday with friends because her friends are always busy. So,
yeah, that's what I said. I was going to disagree. I said every year of my birthday, I have to pretend like I'm enjoying myself, but I'm actually not, because all my friends happen to be busy on my birthday. And every year on my birthday, it's always like, oh, it's not that deep. And every year I spend my birthday crying because I always expect the most and they always cancel last minute. And when I say last minute, I mean like when I'm wearing my makeup and I'm about to leave the house. Mm-hmm. And then they go, oh my god, I forgot. Or oh my god, no. Oh my god, I got held up. Guy. And then she commented on my video and said, what did you say?
Oh, I said, oh, let's celebrate your birthday together.
And I was like, don't threaten me with a good time. And then I DM'd her. And then I sent her my number. And then we started talking. Do you know when we started talking?
Probably the same day.
25th of July, 2023.
Really? Yeah. Why do you still remember the date?
It's an anniversary.
So now we must have a whole friendship anniversary.
Yeah, when's your birthday again? 23rd of June.
Yeah.
Okay, so on the 23rd of June, we're gonna try to fix that mic. And then on the 25th of July, I'm gonna get us bracelets.
Nah, we should get matching tattoos.
No. No.
Why?
Tattoos.
My friend, you must be my friend for life. I got dumped last week, so
I'm
glad you're in my life.
By the way, if you're watching, when I see it on site.
Wait, I can't do that.
Matter of fact, when I have a lot of people on my list. Dr. Taylor, when I see you, it's on site. Doctor at the loony bin, it's on site when I see you. I'm mad at my mom. You know, she made me mad now. So when I see her, it's on site. I haven't seen her in months. But when I see her, it's on site. And the friend that dumped my friend, it's on site when I see you.
You know what would be funny? If she actually watched this.
Who?
This friend that dumped me.
If she watches this, I hope she does.
I mean, if you put the snippet on TikTok, she will find out.
Hmm. What is she gonna do? I know how to fight. Does she?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I actually know how to fight. Rolex strategy. Rolex strategy. Plus, I don't have hair. There's nothing to grab.
She's probably bald also.
I can find something to grab. I'll grab by your eyebrows. How are the eyebrows?
Wow.
Anyway, and then our first meetup was in August. I don't remember. On the 16th of August.
Dog, why do you remember all these dates?
They're on my threads.
Guys, I have something to say. Right? Sorry to interrupt the story. So where I stay, there's this guy that lives upstairs. Ne? I'm telling you, if this guy sees this video, please know that I know you want me. I don't want you. Stop looking at me. Stop it. Please and thank you. Continue.
Do you have his ad on social media? I can add him.
No, he stays with his girlfriend.
Oh yeah,
we can send his number plate. He drives a red Suzuki Swift.
You didn't have to say. You didn't have to say his which car he drives. Okay, no. Okay.
But there are a lot of red Suzuki Swifts. So
okay. Oh yeah. He was actually standing by the window.
He's always standing at the window. Okay, he's waiting for me.
He was standing by the window, and then he was looking when like I still had stuff on the couch and like everything was laid out here, and then he was just watching. And then there was a guy over there.
No, the ones downstairs are not the problem.
Who's that one?
I don't know. The one upstairs is the main danger.
Anyway, that's what I'm guys, saying. She lives in a building that's managed. Okay, I don't want to get sued. Never mind. These people sue.
I stay in an estate that's managed by House Rentals.
I was gonna speak shit about you guys, but I don't want to get. Matter of fact, I'm not scared of you guys because sending a cease and desist is free, but actually suing
I'm going to get kicked out.
And we can't have that because where am I gonna shower when there's no electricity in Auckland Park?
Where am I going to stay? Let's start there. Matter of fact, I wanna move end of June. So then, what if I say I wanna move to a bigger apartment? They're like, no, since you did said ABCD about us, now what? Now at Rosalia.
I think. Tell me when you're moving.
About 29 June.
I'm gonna fix this.
Fix what?
Why Balefadi did really
no, I'm living into one? I don't know. Just leave that. We're just moving to a bigger apartment, okay? We're gonna be able to shoot better. We're gonna have a balcony. And.
Balcony means. Have you been to Balcony yet?
No, but I should do that. Except I don't want to buy all the sound equipment and stuff. So.
No! You can't make a noise.
Who says that?
Yeah, are you allowed to?
No, my ex-boyfriend used to make music.
He's not your ex.
He's my ex-boyfriend. It's so hard remembering whether he's my ex-boyfriend or boyfriend.
Because he's been your ex-boyfriend. Has he been your ex-boyfriend longer than he's been your boyfriend?
No.
Then you should just say my boyfriend. I haven't met him. And I don't like that.
I can't say anything about this topic on national television. On the internet.
Hi, so. Daniel's boyfriend. We need to meet up and I need to ask you a few questions.
What are you asking him?
You don't have to worry about that. She doesn't have to worry about that. We have to talk about a few things. I just want to talk. Maybe drop your address where your mom lives.
I can give you all that information, really.
This is a threat.
It's not even a threat.
I'm threatening him.
No, but I can give you all that information.
No, I'm threatening him. When I say drop the Addy.
Let me tell you, I can give you
meaning when I see him, it's on site.
Oh. But you can just go.
Where?
To his house.
Then you go. Guys, this my friend is not. I'm the friend who's gonna. She's very smart, okay? Like, she's like very smart, okay? Like, she's like smart. And like, so am I, but like, I don't care. I don't care to use 100% of my brain. I enjoy using 2% of my brain. I think I'm very satisfied with not using the full capacity of my brain, right? And this is why I study marketing, and this is also why I don't ever want to get a job, you know, because then it requires me to use my brain, and that's not what I want to do.
What do you want? Nothing.
I just want to be famous.
You know what's funny about this friendship? I really have no intention of being famous. None whatsoever.
But, okay.
I'm just a girl.
She's just a girl.
Just a smaller than I
get. Yeah, she's just a girl. And she's the friend who's like very... She comes from a very academic background. Her mom's like smart too and has a good job. Well, so do my parents. But like... when my parents look at me, they're always like... They stressed, you know? Like even when I go see my therapist, she's always saying, "Mom's stressed." And I'm like, "For what?" She's like, "She's just stressed about you." But I get it. Because if I had a child like me too, I would lose my mind.
I'm glad you know, actually.
Yeah.
You're quite problematic.
I'm also self-aware.
She's texting me.
That's not her.
I'm already... She's been back for at least an hour.
Way back way
to the house.
Her. Can we not talk about her? Because I don't want to laugh and nothing's funny.
I'm
not laughing because I'm not laughing because I'm finding this funny or amusing. I'm laughing because I could never imagine myself in this situation. And when I say could never, it means it will never happen to me. And I'll make sure.
Next topic.
Anyway, so when her parents look at her, they like see hope. There is a lot of hope, you know. She's gonna find a good job and earn money, and then I'm just gonna be famous and date ballers and like live my life on the road, and like I'm never getting married or having kids, and my parents can see that.
You're giving them all the signs, guys.
They can see what I'm getting. There's no hope. No, like, there's no hope. And then when the parents look at her, there's a lot of hope. And I don't understand because she doesn't even wear. Matter of fact, we should have. Is there clicks where we're from?
Yes.
I said I was gonna get you a proper lip gloss.
My lips actually.
She doesn't even wear a lip plumper.
What's that?
See.
But wait, but what is that?
A lip plumper.
What's that?
A lip plumper.
Does it like stick your lips like here?
Okay, no. It just tints them.
Mix them?
It just... I'll show you what it does to your lips. I'll show you what it does to mine.
What color is it? Is it clear?
You can get a clear one, a pink one, an orange one. But it doesn't tint your lips like orange. What
brand do you use?
All of them. Essence. Clarins. This one from Dior.
I just want to say that... I'm just a basic girl. Give me some Zambac.
See? And like, she looked at me when I walked out the bedroom today. She's like, "Where are you going?" And I'm like,
"Yeah, because
I'm going to Checkers." She's like, "Why are you dressed like that?" I'm like, "This is what I look like when I clean."
I just want to say, if you look at her outfit, she looks half decent. I look like I just woke up.
Right. Okay, but that's how she looks half of the time. In a bad way. I don't care. I don't care. That's how she looks like half of the time, you know, and I don't like have a problem with it. Do you think I'm crazy?
In what sense?
Come sit down. They can't hear you.
Wait.
Do you think I'm crazy?
In what sense?
No, like just to think about it.
I mean, So yeah, basic summary.
That's wild. Don't you find me annoying?
Not really.
Okay.
Why? Are you annoying?
I don't know.
Am I supposed to mention?
I don't know. You know, these are my constant thoughts. You know how I said when I'm at the student center of my campus, I think about falling down those stairs.
Mm-hmm.
I also think about how you see me.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why?
Hmm.
And what do you think?
I don't know. I think one day you're going to be sick of me.
Prepare to be sick of me.
So no, not like that.
What do you mean? Like, annoyed and tired and tired of
being like, you friend? See how your friend dumped you.
What? You think I'm going to dump you? First dump.
Super weak.
Second dump. I'm not the type to dump my friends. I like my friends. Right? If you do something bad and I don't like it, I'm just going to talk. Guys, okay. Serious talk. I was going to pull up my water bottle, but they're not really sponsoring this video, so we move. Friendship advice. Right? If I'm your friend, I don't know why we're talking about me being dumped, but let's just go with it. If I'm your friend, right? And if you're friends with someone, right? And you're not happy with whatever they did, please rather tell them and then you guys hash it out and leave it. This thing of now holding feelings and then us being dumped over stupid things is, I don't want to say immature because the girl's going to think I'm calling her immature, but it's immature.
But you are. Thank you. If you're not, I am.
But yeah, it's immature. So yeah, can we stop this thing of dumping our friends? Like, if I get outgrowing the friendship, that's a different story. But dumping me over something this small that could have been fixed, that's wild. I'd just like to come here and say that at my unripe age of 25, I have never attained this life, registered to vote or voted. Sue me.
Me too. And I'm telling you, I just arrived.
You
guys.
Just arrived.
I just arrived. You can't say, oh my God, it's up to you to, it shouldn't be up to me. It shouldn't be up to me. Okay. I didn't even know my period was going to come this month,
but it came.
Okay. I was stressed out last week and now I'm supposed to like vote and change things. No, I just want to go get my nails done. Matter of fact, I need to take my nail artist and tell him I'm not going to be able to come for them.
When are we getting our eyelashes done?
I've never gotten them done.
I thought you said we can go.
We can. I know someone.
But you've never gotten your eyelashes done.
It's complicated.
It's not complicated. You want me to get my lashes done, but you've not.
I have.
Guys,
it's just not. I haven't.
Excel tip. If you know of a lash tick.
No, I know a lash tick.
Where?
Pretoria, man.
That's my problem. If you know of a lash tick, oh, okay. In like the Cresta, Rodoport, Northcliffe
area,
Boma, Auckland Park, Nyana, so something.
Westcliff, Rosebank, somewhere.
Where's Westcliff?
Right before you come here.
Where?
Westcliff is west.
Isn't the west like?
No. Westcliff is not in the west.
I guess
it's actually by. You see where the Four Seasons is?
Where's that?
When Harry and Rosebank from campus.
Yeah.
We drive up this road. By and the then Rafita Dizu.
Oh, like Westcliff. Smart.
Yes. Yeah. Westcliff is on the side. That little neighborhood before, okay. Rosebank. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, somewhere there. If you know of a lash tick, please tell me. Because I'm tired of being shamed by other people. And it would be nice to get my lashes done.
You should get your eyebrows done.
I did that. And I got my brows done the one time in December. They looked so beautiful. Then I got them done in February. Mm-mm. They were so skinny here. I was like, Nimir.
I like skinny brows. I mean, I don't have eyebrows, but
I don't like skinny brows.
Okay.
I want like nice eyebrows, not skinny brows. Also, it's worse because I don't wear makeup. So all you see is this random line of hair in my head.
Oh, yeah.
So
she also doesn't wear makeup. Oh my god, why are they leaf blowing? There is no leaves. There's no leaves. I said autumn I like Anna this year. It's just winter. There's no leaves, there's nothing on the ground. I don't know why they leaf blowing. Fielang.
They're actually kind of late. They normally do this in the morning.
What?
Those leaf blowing
thing that they do. Three. Mm-hmm. They're late. They're very late. Oh yeah, it's Monday. And as you guys know, I film very spontaneously because my podcast is like, it doesn't cover pop culture, but we're about to right now. How do you feel about the Diddy situation? Did he do it or did he not?
First up, please don't ask me of things I don't know.
You don't know? You don't know? Okay, so Diddy, you know who Diddy is.
So embarrassed of me. Yes, P. Diddy.
Yeah, right.
Wait, why was it P. Diddy though?
It was first Puff Daddy.
Okay.
Then P. Diddy. Then what was it? Diddy. And then now it's Love.
Now it's Diddy or Diddy.
No, he changed his name. Now it's Love. So he has four names for his different eras.
Maybe he left P. Diddy because it was Diddy or Diddy Not.
No. Oh, yeah. By the way, now, you know when guys say some gay shit and then they say no homo?
Okay.
And now you don't say no homo. Instead of saying no homo, you say no Diddy.
Is he gay? Is he homosexual?
No, but there's a lot of celebrities that... Okay, let me tell you what happened. So last year, Cassie sued... Was it last year or this year? Somewhere. I'm not sure. But in the past couple of months, Cassie, you know the Cassie the singer, right? Mm-hmm. Cassie the singer sued Diddy because they dated for 10 years. In the 2000s. Okay. Late 2000s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Early 2010s. They dated for about 10 years, on and off, of course. But they dated for about 10 years. And, you know, Diddy... is known for ruining a lot of people's careers in Hollywood.
Okay.
Because he's like, apparently he's like a monster. Like when you think about Diddy, I want you to think about a monster. Like he's not a good person, right? Cassie sued Diddy because in their relationship he would have these things, he called them freak offs. So they parties, you know, you know, everyone wants to be at a Diddy party, but like Cassie talks about what happens at these Diddy parties. So there's these freak offs called, I mean, these parties called, like, these thingies called freak offs. And, like, basically, he would pay male prostitutes to sleep with Cassie.
Hi, Bo.
And, like, you know, she would be, like, under the influence. Drugs.
Crazy.
Heavy drugs. And, like, and they would have, the male prostitutes would have sex with each other because they're gay, obviously.
Okay.
They would have sex with each other. They would have sex with Cassie. And she would force her to watch them have sex with each other and stuff like that during these freak-offs.
Damn.
Right? And, like, a lot happened also. He was verbally, physically, emotionally abusive towards her. Like, a lot happened in that relationship. And
he did it then.
And she sued him. And she sued him. And she had a lot of evidence.
Okay.
If this were to go to like trial or whatever, he settled $30 million very quickly.
He's guilty.
He settled within 24 hours. Not even weekend day. Settled within 24 hours, he settled. Poo. People are like, oh my god, he did it.
That's what I'm saying.
He did it. Because if Cassie said if you guys don't settle, we're taking this to trial and I have evidence, that means she had strong, substantial amounts, right? Okay, Shapo, Nagoyaza Manyana, 2 months after they forget about Diddy and them. Then what happened? Oh, and then his house recently got raided in March.
Mm-hmm.
Not in March, this month. In April, it got raided by Homeland Security. I want you to understand that Homeland Security and the FBI do not just show up your house if they don't have a case.
Yeah.
What were they looking for at the house? He wasn't at the house, but the kids were. Also, meaning he knew.
Also.
He knew that they were coming. He wasn't at the house, but the kids were. Meaning someone tipped him off. He knew.
Mm.
And then, but no, his private jet just left the country. It's in Antigua or somewhere there. But it's in Antigua or wherever. And then he's like, Oh, no, no. And then they check the jet. He's not on the jet. Twice.
Where was he?
Diazama, the aeroplane. Diri. Yeah. Diri. He's not there. Where is Diri? We're looking for him.
He's on the ground.
Uh-uh.
Not like
Diri. He's with Young Miami.
Who's that now?
From the City Girls. City Girls? Oh, she doesn't know where the City Girls are. Guys, this is our conversations every day. I'm like, what's going on?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
You're not happy with me.
You need to be in this. Anyway, the City Girls broke up. City Girls, let me sing a popular City Girls.
I won't know it, even if you sing the whole song. Even if you sing the whole song.
You won't know it, man. And she really wouldn't. And she really won't, hey?
Is there anyone out there who's like me, though? Like, I'm not ignorant.
No, there is. But there are people like you.
There are things that just don't interest me.
Yeah, no, there are people like you, I'm telling you. You know, I want that tile on my bathroom shower.
The grey one?
But in green.
Not the green.
No, I'm gonna please, you don't know what you're talking about.
Whatever.
City Girls are a popular rap group that consists of two girls from Miami, from Florida. I don't know if they're from Miami.
Okay.
One is Young Miami, one is JT. Miami's Carisha, JC is Jatavia.
You know, if you said Young Miami and Old Miami, that would be funny.
No. They can't hear you. Come close.
I said.
Do this.
Sorry. No, sorry.
It's fine.
Okay.
So the City Girls broke up. Also, it's rumored. Well, it's not rumored because someone took a screenshot from her. What do you call her? Finsta. Young Miami's mm-hmm. Finsta. She was with Diddy and then she captioned it Bobby and Whitney. You know the story between Bobby and Whitney. She captioned it Bobby and Whitney and she was going crazy. Like, people were going crazy. So Sheen. People were going crazy on Twitter and saying, why would you want to compare yourself to Bobby and Whitney? First of all. And second of all, get away from that man. Oh, apparently he's also a pedo. Because we want to know what happened between Diddy and Justin Bieber. We also know what happened between Diddy and Usher. Because Usher lived with Diddy in his teenage years. And Justin Bieber became famous when he was like 13, 14.
That's
and
true.
He was also, it's rumored that Diddy might have done something to him. And also there's this influence. I don't want to call him an influence, but he's now a producer. And he has produced songs for people like Cesar and them, Jay Versace. You know that meme where there's like he's at a restaurant, this guy's at a restaurant and there's like plates, like food on the table and he's eating like, okay, you don't know it. Never mind. Anyway.
Can I just tell you? My dad used to be such a big Justin Bieber fan. And my dad was like me. Like, pop culture though. Knew nothing. Very big Justin Bieber fan. He used to sing Justin Bieber songs walking around the
my house. Uncle's also a Justin Bieber fan.
It's so weird.
It makes me mad.
Why?
Why?
No, but in the beginning he was nice. Also, everyone was like, he's 14, 15, makes baby, you know, it was... And then Okwamanje, it's just like...
He doesn't make music anymore, does he? He does.
I don't know, but he's not as cool as he was before.
I like him like that though. I like Mary Justin, who's quiet and under the radar.
I liked him before more than I do now. No, I mean, obviously growth is necessary.
He was an asshole before.
Listen, his music was popping.
Okay.
Even my 50-year-old father was listening to him. That's when I was like, ah.
Baby.
He'd whistle it in the house. So.
I'm so dead.
He's so dead.
Anyway, so... Damn. And she likes to do this to me, hey? She loves to do this to me.
Do what?
Why did you have to say that? He's so dead.
Guys, I mean, at this point, we all need to make fun of our trauma. Like, I can't cry about it anymore. Like, let's just make jokes about it. Because really, if I don't make jokes about it, you're gonna make jokes about it, and then I'm gonna feel hurt. So if I make jokes about it, when you make jokes about it, I'm gonna laugh with you. Because it's a sad situation,
but they know why I call people fatherless now.
Maybe you're coming for us who are actually fatherless.
No, they know why.
Because your father is just...
Okay, I love my dad. But don't get me wrong. But what's the point? What are you doing in my house, Pete? Get out. Go away.
Your father's name, Pete. Kidding, I like what you're placing.
Yeah, he grew up on a farm.
Wild.
Yeah, he grew up in the village on a farm.
Wild.
Also, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah. Also, we wanna know what happened between Didi and Justin Bieber. Oh, I got burned over here.
By what?
Boiling water.
By what? That's such a weird spot to get burned.
Boiling water.
How was it in the bar?
Nere tlapaka di baskomo, and we were rushing.
But boiling water, kamara skotlo.
Hey, I'll tell her. I'll tell her.
Okay, I have many questions, but okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, Diddy's guilty. I just want you to know that
he did it.
He did it. He did everything. If they accuse him, he did everything, and apparently him and McNeil. Yeah, apparently there's leaked audio, but I don't believe that. That's, it's probably just some gay porn, and then they say, oh my god, it's leaked audio between Diddy, or they were watching gay porn, and then, you know, they thought it was Diddy and whatever, but we know he's a little...
What did he did?
He did everything. He's a child molester. He's everything. He's everything. This video is gonna get taken down.
Is it alleged? At least say that.
Allegedly.
There we go.
So I don't get sued. He's not gonna find me, man. He's not gonna be like, oh my god, there's some bitch in SA with 200 followers.
When I was in high school, there was this guy. Okay, we dated for 4 seconds. But there was this guy, he wanted to be a rapper, musician, whatever. And in the process, he was finding like a stage name for himself. Then it was Metro Booming.
Oh!
And then I was like, stop the bus.
Wait, hold on.
Is Metro Booming already?
Oh yeah, I was supposed to say he looks Metro Booming looks a lot like my ex.
First up, the guy I'm talking about is not your ex.
I know, I'm just saying. I just want to put it out there. Every time I will always have a soft spot for Metro Booming because
he looks like your ex. Ah, my friend, do better. Back to my story. So this guy, he was Metro Booming. So I'm like, let me continue my story before I say what I want to say. And then I'm like, but you're going to get sued. Because now, say you make music and your music, like...
It's already trademarked. Yeah.
You know, you can't be Metro Booming anymore. Right? Then he went by the Metro. And then now he doesn't make music anymore.
Was this in high school?
Yeah.
She went to high school about 50 years ago.
Whatever. Actually, come to think of it, now that I'm telling you about this guy that went by the Metro, it's so weird. Because my ex-boyfriend/boyfriend, he makes music also. We're gonna get another types.
She has a type.
No, but it's all jokes, guys. It's all jokes. Please, I want a man with a degree and a job.
Does he have a degree and a job?
First up, don't ask me difficult questions. Don't ask me questions where I have to lie. Let's start there. Don't ask me questions where I have to lie. I don't wanna lie. On the internet. On Beyonce's internet. Okay. Come on.
Okay. Is there anything you wanna talk about?
I have a lot to say.
Say.
But my mind is
scrambled.
Okay, wait.
I just feel like you know, just say it.
Back to this boyfriend. Guys, I don't have a type. All I want to say is, I want a man with a degree, preferably multiple qualifications. because I can have... Because
she also has multiple qualifications.
You see what I mean? Hmm. So I want a guy like that. And at least he must have a car. Having a guy who doesn't have a car is an inconvenience.
Because she has a car. No, because they're going to be like, oh my God, she's saying she wants a guy with a car, but she doesn't have a car. Oh. Be prepared for people to insult you as you say this.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be nice to have a guy who lives in his own place.
Because she lives in her own place.
That's furnished. And have a nice job, really.
You can... I actually do not give a fuck about all of that. You just have to have money, because not for me to spend, but for you to spend on me.
That's true, but also at the same time, I'm not the you must spend on me only. Like, I also want to spoil my man. I really want to spoil my man.
I'm not a relationship type. You guys know this.
Yeah.
I don't care about a relationship or stuff like that. Let's fucking spend money on each other.
Yes.
I care about that. That's all I want.
Yeah. You spoil me, I spoil you.
But, oh yeah, I was on Zazie's live yesterday.
Who's live?
Zazie.
Okay. Well, go ahead, you're telling me about
that.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. And I was talking about how much I want to be in a throuple. You know what a throuple is?
Yes. Why do you want to be in a throuple?
Why wouldn't I want to be in a throuple? I'm crazy. Also, a throuple makes sense for me. Obviously, I can't be in a relationship with a man and say, oh my God, let's be polygamous. No, not polygamous.
Polyamorous.
Yes. Let's be polyamorous. I don't want to be in a polyamorous relationship, but I want to be in a relationship with two men. And I want them to also be in a relationship with each other. Does that make sense?
Why would you want that?
What's wrong with it?
So you want your men to give and receive?
Give me.
And they must receive.
From each other, yeah.
You guys can...
It makes sense.
I'm something inappropriate.
Also, she's heterosexual. I want you guys to understand. She's judging me because she's hetero.
No, I'm not judging you because I'm hetero. I'm not judging you because I'm heterosexual. I just want to understand why you want your man to give and receive. And also, like, I get that. That's fine in a homosexual relationship. But now when you're involved, you guys all three can be intimate at the same time. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Like, you can do chain reaction things.
Yes, yes.
Is that what you want?
Yes.
Hi, boss Sissy.
Okay, first of all.
Who am I?
That's what I want. Okay, you can't look at me like that. Okay, that's so what I want. That's really what I want. Like, when I think, I've thought about this, like, thoroughly. Okay? I've really thought about this.
Okay, but what if everyone climaxes at a different time?
No, there's no such thing. They mean.
So you guys finish at one point?
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
You know, point, I love you want to do a science study on what you're saying.
You need to do a science study on me. I said I wanted to donate my body to science when I die. Somebody needs to study my brain.
Yes, that's fine. But I want to study you alive. Because this chain reaction, I want to see how it's going. Not that I like porn, but I want to see how it's going to play out. Like, what is the logic? Like, let's go step by step. Let's go from the beginning where we start.
You know what BDSM is?
BD what?
SM. Bondage.
No.
Submissive.
I've never heard of that.
Dominant.
Oh, yes.
It's 50 Shades of...
Oh, yes. Now I know what you're talking
about. You get that, right?
Yes.
I want that. But with two men. And also, a relationship like that is like very...
Guys, I have something to say.
Sorry, people were passing
the neighbors, into their apartment. I've never seen them ever before. This is the first time I see them.
You've lived here for months.
Dog, like 5 months now. I've never seen them. This is the first time I see them ever. I think they have the same curtains as me, but they never have the curtains open. Like,
ever.
Rarely. Do you see it's during the day? Curtains not open. At night, no curtain.
Window not open.
Even when they cook, not open. Never.
What if they don't cook?
No. Oh. It's a possibility, but I know they have a fridge. They have a fridge. It's white. Mm. So if you're my
neighbor, white refrigerator.
It's those. It's not a bar fridge, but the one like between a normal fridge and a bar fridge. You know, the three-quarter one. The one where the freezer's at the top, but it's like a small and freezer.
Oh, mine. Like sort of mine. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have one of those. Mm. My thing is, guys, so the apartment I stay in, very small. it's not big enough for me and my personality.
It's really so okay. It would be big enough for me.
You think so? Maybe because my furniture is huge.
Yeah, you have very big furniture. This is a house furniture. It makes sense if it's like 1, 2, like 3, but if it's like more. Like sofa, if
I live. Oh, I think that's how their couch is, because they have a small couch and a TV.
Or even if it's a couch at 1, 2, and then if it's yeah, and then we should release a guanyana, and then mole will be like a small table and then two chairs, like that's sort of a dining. Yeah, sort of like a dining area like that. Like that would make sense for me, or like you. Yeah, that would make sense for me. Anyway, what was I saying?
I've never seen them. I've never seen them cook. I've never seen them. I know they're a couple, because I've seen the guy and the girl, and sometimes it's children.
Are they a couple? Do they live together?
Yeah, or they one live lives together. That side? No, they both live in here.
Oh.
Like, they live together, they're on the couch and watching movies together, and that, but you don't see them often. Like, you see the guy with the Suzuki Swift?
Rasaya Balin.
The guy with the Suzuki Swift, I think he stays with his girlfriend or sister, but when with girlfriend. And you know, you see them because I see them every morning, Gabo 6, 7. So they leave when I leave for the gym. And yeah, like I know they're there, apart from the fact that they're always looking into my apartment. But I know they're there. These two, you never know. You're just guessing. You are just.
I want to sell t-shirts that says Riza Yapa. But like for like 50 rand a t-shirt. I'm just going to make t-shirts. Like it's merch.
Are you donating the money to science?
No, I'm donating the money to. I'm not donating the money.
Actually, I know what we could do with the money.
No!
What did you think I was going to say?
What are you
going
to say?
I was going to say I owe UJ 10,993 rand.
Okay, I owe them 60 grand.
60? Okay, I'm just asking for 993 rand. So I owe them a full amount, you know? It's nice to owe them just 10,000. Not 10,993 rand.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sell t-shirts for 50 rand a t-shirt. That's a nice price for a t-shirt.
That's ridiculously cheap, really.
No, it's merch. Well, how much is... I don't want my merch to be expensive. I actually think merch shouldn't be expensive at all. It's not expensive to make merch. Do you know I paid 30 rand to get a t-shirt printed with a picture and whatever I want to say, even at the back. It's like literally 30 rand. And then I'm going to sell that for like what? 100 rand.
300 rand. No, I give you, you're compensating for the money that you spend on the t-shirt itself.
Okay, maybe 100 rand here.
Depending on how much the t-shirt is.
Yeah, the t-shirts are going to be like 50 rand each.
Yeah,
because the t-shirts are gonna, like it's normal t-shirts for like...
If you can
yeah,
mass buy the plain them.
Yeah, the plain ones. I can mass and buy them. Mass obviously, I can't makuleng. I can't comment.
Oh, I have one of those. I found a t-shirt I wore for my grade 7 concert. Still wear it till today.
We were talking about BDSM.
Oh, sorry.
50 Shades of Grey, that kind of relationships. With, the relationship with two men and me. It's also not about pleasure. It's also about, like, I'm a narcissist. So I like having a lot of attention on me.
Oh, Kanya.
You can't judge me.
That's the thing. You're making it very difficult to not judge me. I'm trying, girl. I'm trying for real.
You know what?
Tell me.
I don't mind if you judge me. People judge me every day on my account. But also, my followers are as crazy as me.
You know,
we're all just a bunch of lunatics over there.
Bunch of losers. Sorry. You know, sometimes I wonder. My friend really has out there. Has out. What's the word? Controversial?
Yeah.
Has controversial opinions.
Yeah.
And yeah. I have none.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, this is a great friendship.
And I say what I say, and she laughs. And. But she also knows I'm dead serious. Dead serious.
Like I said, we have to make jokes about our lives. If we don't, someone else is going to tease us and then we're going to be hurt. So, also, I want a privacy screen.
I actually have two more, but I don't think they're going to fit because my phone's big.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll add it to my cart.
Sissy, we're not adding everything to your cart now.
It's cheaper from Shein. And it's stronger. Zako take out, they're not strong because mine came off randomly.
Yeah. So they just like.
Ki regular 100 rand a one. Yeah, you can put it on yourself. I know how to put screens on.
Oh.
Please don't go anywhere. As soon as Baba Nadi came out to 3, they overcharge you. I swear to God.
My thing is, I think I want a new phone. Would you judge me?
No. I actually said I wanted to get you one. Let me monetize this channel.
Get me a new phone. Yeah, even if it's just enough money to upgrade.
Oh, you would trade that one in?
Yeah.
That's a 13 Pro, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you still can, yeah.
I almost thought it was a 13 Pro Max, and then I remembered. I'm lying.
No, you, yeah. But, like, how much, like, for which one? The 16 Pro?
Or the 15 Pro.
But, you know, when the new Pro comes out, they get discontinued immediately.
Yeah, dog. Like, I can't find covers for my phone. I'm so mad.
Yeah, they get discontinued.
But what's wild is that you can find cameras for an 11 Pro and a 12 Pro. Go typo.
What?
Covers. Covers, yes.
Okay, but typo is the worst place you could ever go to buy a phone cover.
I know, but they have those nice flowery ones.
Girl, so does Superbalist. It's literally the same price.
I only buy on Superbalist. Guys, let me tell you, I only buy on Superbalist on Black Friday. Reason being, last year for the Black Friday sale, I'll never stop telling the story. Last year for the Black Friday sale, my cart was 2,003 rand. But because of the Black Friday discount, my cart came down to 1,003 rand. And then I had an F&B voucher for 1,000 rand. So I paid 3 rand.
Stop it. Who gave you an F&B voucher for 1,000 rand?
My e-bucks.
What are e-bucks? And how do I get on this thing, guys? I shop a lot. I should have e-bucks. I should be rewarded for how much I shop. How do we get this thing? Do you know how much I spend money in just 1 week? How do we do that? Matter of fact, fuck EBSA. I'm leaving you guys.
You're going to F&B.
I'm divorcing you guys. Get a divorce.
But your e-bucks got 1,000 rand voucher. So now I'm waiting for the
like
next
e-bucks when you shop from like Clicks and stuff. And
yeah. So sometimes when you shop from Clicks, they like double your points. Or you get points from like you get monthly rewards by like buying online, so like Uber and Takealot and Uber.
Stop it. I don't even have a car. I Uber everywhere. I should have 10 grand in my e-bucks.
Yeah, then you get points for like getting your monthly salary in or whatever.
This is NetBank.
No, this is F&B. E-bucks is F&B.
I'm coming to you guys.
And then you get money for transacting online, so it could be like transferring money, buying airtime, whatever, or sending someone money or paying a bill, whatever. And then you get points for using your virtual card. Oh, and then you can use your e-bucks to like pay, like decrease your pay for like Apple Store. If you want to buy something at Apple, you can use your e-bucks to pay for that. Oh, and you get monthly.
How much are banking fees though?
Who's banking fees?
The monthly banking, bank charges.
There's like a 69 rand.
Okay, that's the same as EBSA. I have 100 rand, more than 100 rand every month on bank charges. But crazy. I don't have thingy.
E-bucks. You know why? Like, what I like about e-bucks? I get free smoothies from Kawaii. So I get the gym one for going to the gym twice a week. I get the one from Virgin Active. And then I get the other one from F&B. So in a week, I can get like 3-4 free smoothies.
Thank you.
And Starbucks.
Thank you. Even they said, they told me, darra darra, we can't. What did they say to me? I thank you.
I'm putting you guys on. F&B, you guys
the better
pay.
The place to go.
Yes, you better pay me. Because I'm plugging people.
Matter of fact.
Benefits of being an F&B client.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing great.
Are we done?
Yes.
Signing out, guys. It's been a lovely episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this.
Of us ranting.
We'll be back next week.
Same place, same time.
Peace.